But it's actually Shri-Pa-Ko, but nobody can ever say that, so we just changed it, and now it sounds like I eat tacos. And don't try to do it. That's pretty good. It's humorous. A name always leads to a conversation. So if you don't like your name, maybe God gave it to you for you to start a conversation with somebody to lead them to Jesus. Anyway, I'm from North Carolina, and I lead a couple of ministries. One is called the Singles Network, in which I go out all over the country and help churches understand who we are as single adults and young adults, and that we do not have leprosy, we do not rub off on married people, and we do not cause divorce. Other married people do. Think about that for a minute. And then I have my speaking ministry called From His Hands, and I go help churches grow, leadership, all that good stuff. And so I'm so thankful that Don and the team have brought me back. I've been to First Baptist many times to do different things, and I'm so thankful to come back. Thankful you guys are here. And so before we get into our first icebreaker and other things, because this whole hour is going to be fun, let me open up a prayer, right? Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for this church that opens up. We thank you for the generosity of those who tithe and offer and give so that things like this can happen. We thank you for those that are here that go here, those that go to other campuses, and those that don't even go here at all. That, Lord, this church is about reaching those for Christ, not about being a Baptist, but reaching people for you. So, Lord, thank you for this church, this leadership. Thank you for tonight. I pray, Lord, we have fun and we take something away that we can do in our Sunday school classes, in our ministries, even in our own friends and our family, Lord, to make things even more fun. Because ultimately, Lord, we use icebreakers to make a connection to reach someone for you. In Christ's name, everyone said?
Amen.
With that, stand up. All right. You were given a critter.
Critter.
You can put the skit down for now. You were given a critter. And here's the thing about these critters. They need a family. They need their family. And because the whole thing about ministry is community, right? If God wanted us to be alone, he just said, Adam, that was done. But he's like, right? Of course, you know, they had to mess it up, but that's a whole other story. But he knows the value of community. He knows that we're a powerful when we're together and we're stronger together. And so we need each other. But here's the thing. Animals, they don't speak English.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So what you've got to do is you've got to find the rest of your little family by making only the sound. Don't you be holding that thing up. Who's this? Who's this? That's not playing. You got to make that. You got to make all those sounds and find the rest of your family. When you find them, ask you their name. And let's do something fun and their favorite ice cream. All right, go. Will you find each other and introduce yourself and give you an ice cream? What do you got?
Melissa Lowry.
Oh, I'm Kate.
No, that's Jessica. Ribbit, 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 ribbit. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, guys. Does nobody else have a sheep?
He's a scapegoat.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Jesus said if you were the only one, he would still come after you. That was purpose. Okay, just join her. Okay? You trying to find yours? Who's got lion? Lions? Just join us.
My name is
Mark. I'm actually allergic to ice cream now. But I love the ice cream. Oh, yeah. Everything.
I'm a diabetic, and I can't eat ice cream.
Yeah.
So, I don't have a flavor. I'm new.
Well, you thought you have a vanilla.
You like vanilla, and you can build everything on the bowl.
Yeah, I got it.
You'll warm it up a little bit, and you can step in whatever kind of syrup you want to wear.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah
Are you taking a test? All up in your face.
Well, that was quick. Okay, while you're still standing up, let me just tell you the value of icebreakers, because you're going to do another one. Mm-hmm. It helps people to have an excuse to meet somebody that they don't know. So even the most introverted, quiet people who freak out when I say we're going to do an icebreaker, they're like... And I give them permission not to. I say, you know what? For the one out of 30 people that don't like them, I just say, go sit over there. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Just stay where you're at. Don't be offended. But the other 29 of us really want to meet somebody new. We want to get to know that person. So icebreakers are typically silly, fun, surfacey. They don't have a lot of depth. Favorite ice cream, favorite vacation spot, whatever. We just want to mix them up. We try different things to do. One is to use their name, the first letter of their name. Come up with something they like about themselves. Very, very simple. Put people together by hair color, shoe color, shirt color. All these things are ways to group people together to get them to talk and when normally they wouldn't normally talk. To create a connection, they find they have things in common, and then that builds a relationship. And then ultimately they're like, wow, I've got something in common with you. I feel a connection. And we learned about last hour, I belong. And when I belong, I have a tendency to come back. Grab a lifesaver off the table.
Oh.
Grab a lifesaver. You see them on there?
Yeah.
They ate them all off my table.
They ate all the lifesavers off?
Oh, I got them. I stole one off this table.
Okay, find someone, and I'm going to tell you when you find it, we're going to do another surfacey one. Lifesaver, really easy candy to use for lots of different reasons. But I just want you to ask your favorite thing to do when you're at the beach. Find somebody with a similar color, hair, style, or shape hair. Mm. Color, style, or shape hair. You can find anybody, okay? Salvation story. Tell me when you knew you were saved, because a lifesaver saves lives. Yeah. So see, from surfacey to complicated, you can that quickly do something in your Sunday school class. Three Musketeers. Let's talk about teamwork. Give them a piece of Dove chocolate. There's always a message inside. The Dove of Peace. You can go anywhere with a little piece of candy to help start a conversation with somebody. And everybody loves candy. Everybody loves to talk about their favorite candy. That's another thing, too. What's your favorite candy and why? What did you like when you were a kid and what do you like now? Simple things. Okay, have a seat.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
You can eat all of it. Everything on the table. But don't get too comfortable because we're about to have a snowball fight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're
doing. Those are snowballs. These are snowballs. Those are Houston snowballs. Oh, my gosh. Icebreakers are supposed to help build identity and cohesion. It becomes about a team versus by yourself. Okay? They help get everybody involved quickly. They have a should have a purpose and a direction. It should be fun, entertaining. They're designed to energize your group, build momentum right from the start. They set the tone and the pace of your Sunday school class. And, of course, you can do one. I believe you should do one every week. Now, as surface here, what? Sometimes in Sunday school, we'll just say, turn to your neighbor and ask them what they did this past week. But, unfortunately, we sit in holy huddles. We sit with people that we know every week.
That's true.
And the older we are, the more we sit in the same places every week. But the point should be is I want to get to know new people, hear the different stories, and get to know a little bit about their life. And we talked about this last hour that we have a terrible tendency to sit where we know everybody. We go into our holy huddles, and we're inward focused instead of outward focused. You can talk to them later. But in Sunday school, you need to be outward focused. And so doing a quick little icebreaker, something as simple as, hey, I'm going to have the same color hair or lack of hair. Shoes are good. Eye color is good, you know. And
you
in some cases...
Do
in the
Chris, do you trust me?
I do.
For sure, my last name.
Well, you ain't got no cooties. We're good. So, but the whole point is that they don't have to be complicated. If you're teaching on Nehemiah and you're teaching the wall, you bring in a brick, you bring in a shovel, you bring in a... They want you to know... Okay, so for you, young man, Mr. Sheep, did you enjoy that? I'm sorry, you were a great sheep.
Bah. It's cool, yeah.
Bah. I did it purposely, so he was by himself, because that's what it feels like for some of us. We come into our LBS, we're by ourselves. But Jesus still cares about it. Oh, thank you. I'll take
that
one right now.
Really?
I did.
And you picked
the name. It's just random. It's just a random person that I picked to be that. I didn't know anything about him. But
okay, is this a group of time?
Yes, yes.
He's turning red.
But if he, you know, if I say, Lewis, tell me how you found out about our church. He says, oh, I just moved here with my job. He said, he's okay with his job. Then I can say, what do you do? But until somebody says anything, I never ask him. Because I want to do something that builds a bridge, not tears down one. And I also don't ask him, say, so you married? Or single?
Single.
I have a daughter.
You know, that's something too. I mean, you can look down and maybe find out later, but we don't ask people if they're married or single unless you're me. I can ask and get away with it. But, or you don't ask them if they've got kids necessarily or they're divorced. Some of those things there, you wait and let them tell you. They'll tell you if they want you to know. But we want to ask them things like, how'd you hear about this? You know, gosh, have you seen any good movies lately? Like, man, it's a beautiful day. We should go on the beach today. Those are the type of things you start basic conversations and then let it go to the next one. But if you have an icebreaker that says, hey, what's your favorite holiday? Then you're going to know a little bit more about them. Hey, what's your favorite food? Oh, I love this kind of food. Oh, there's a really good restaurant right down the road here. We should all go. What is wrong with me? I'm straining. Everybody stand up. Grab you some snowballs. Make sure they're really nice and round.
I got your back.
So what you're going to do is we're going to have a snowball fight.
Oh, it does snowball fight.
But here's the thing.
Don't pray for me. I can't get rid of this frog.
This is what you're gonna do.
What?
You're gonna throw them, and you're gonna keep throwing them. I don't know who you are, but we're gonna get off with you. You're gonna throw them. And when I say stop, I will stop the music. When I say stop, you know what they're gonna do.
When she says stop, you're gonna open up the right, correct? You're gonna open up the snowball.
And do what it says inside.
And do what it says inside.
Okay. So we have to get rid of them?
Oh, I got one.
Until the music stops. And the one you have in your hand. And then you open that one. Okay. And then you do that whenever it tells you.
All right? No.
Toss it.
Go.
You're putting it
in
the drink. Oh, no.
I still got two of the three in my hand.
Oh, I got one.
Open one.
Serious. You guys could write this for your Sunday school class to find out about them. So there's no on the wall, there's a yes, and there's sometimes. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you move to whatever answer fits best. First question is, this is my first Midnight Madness.
What?
Oh, where's the sometimes? Oh, sometimes. Yeah, if you're sometimes, you don't,
yes,
you're
no
in trouble, right?
Maybe
wow, look at this! Awesome. Okay, next question. My favorite dessert is anything with chocolate. It could be sometimes. Sometimes you like chocolate. Sometimes you don't, or no.
Sometimes.
No.
You guys.
Okay. So, okay, so you, so what you do in your Sunday school class, you look around and go, okay, I know he likes chocolate, so maybe we need to do more chocolate desserts, okay? Right? Next question is, I learned something new in my first session tonight. I learned something new that you didn't know before.
Yes.
You can say no, it's okay. Okay?
You said you
wanted
to, but you didn't
want to. I like it. You should have been in mine. No, I'm joking. That's so weird. It wasn't me. Okay, I struggle with ministry. I struggle with leadership and ministry, or ministry in general. I struggle sometimes with ministry. Yes, you struggle. No, you don't struggle. Sometimes you struggle. So if you were a leader or a pastor in the church and you read that question and you saw, wow, I have a really good percentage of people that are up and down. I have few that are like, oh no, I always struggle. And I'm like, and these are the liars. Okay, but that'll give an indication to your Sunday school class. Your class is like, wow, if you ask the question, that's specific to your class, okay? So here's another one is, I have all the resources that I need for my LBS. I have all the resources that I need.
All the resources.
See? Okay, now it may be true, it may not be true, but that is a perspective. Again, do you see how you could say, you know, the people in my class have really reached out to me. The people in my class call me. The people in my class have visited me when I've been sick. You can ask those type of questions in your own class, but start off with surfacey, chocolate and vacations. But as people get comfortable moving around, they'll be willing to go to the stuff that's really hard. Here's one. There are times I wish I could just quit doing the ministry.
What?
Quit your ministry, just quit. Okay? Interesting, right? Okay. And then the last one is, my favorite team is in the Super Bowl.
Go Cowboys!
I have no idea.
You don't watch the sports. I guess you say no. My favorite team is in the Super Bowl. Golly, you said sometimes. Said yes, and you said no. Oh, well, but you'll probably watch it anyway. You can go sit down. There you go. All right. I need, with our top... Oh, I'm going to kick your butt.
It wasn't me.
Okay, so let me go back. Warm-up exercise. By the way, I need all my actors to come up and get yourself in line based on the number you are.
So where do you start?
One. Number one's down there.